Module number 17, What Adeline Adams Forgot. This feature is about forgetting in old age.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. If you're afraid of losing your memory in old age, you may forget something important. To tell us what one woman forgot, here's John Cotry, a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
The other day I misplaced my glasses, and you know what I didn't do? I didn't say, must be middle age. But a while ago, when Adeline Adams forgot where something was, she said, must be old age. And that wasn't her worst fear.
One night, when I was trying to find something that ordinarily was on the top shelf of the front hall closet, I came back and I started to cry. And when I started to cry, I told my husband, I said, well, I have something terrible I've got to tell you. Your wife is coming down with Alzheimer's. And he laughed. He couldn't believe it. He said, what makes you think so? And I said, I can't find things. And I said, it's not only a matter of not being able to go to the hall closet and can't find it. The damn closet isn't even there.
Adeline had just moved to a new apartment, but she forgot that. She was also unaware of something else, that Alzheimer's disease strikes no more than 5% of people over 65. What she forgot and what she didn't know had her terrified.
I was really running scared. And then I saw this article in the paper about this memory class, and I wanted to go, but by this time, I was so worried that I was afraid to go alone. And I talked my husband into going with me. I told him, you're getting forgetful too.
Adeline and her husband went to that memory class, and they learned some things. First, that in certain respects, Adeline's memory was extraordinary. It could reach back 65 years to her very first memory of life.
When I was very little, Daddy was out milking the cows, and I was playing around, and I disappeared. And when he went out to the milk house to put the milk in to cool, he heard, hi, Daddy. And to his horror, he looked up, and I was at the top of the windmill, hanging on with one hand, waving with the other one. And he said he didn't dare say anything to me for fear he would frighten me, but he had to climb that ladder to get me down, and he was more afraid than I was. I think it's the only time I've ever been up high and not been afraid.
Adeline could also remember certain things that no one else in her family could.
The whole family asked me who was born when. And I can usually tell them not only the birth date, the day, but the year, and something about what was happening at the time.
When you're pushing 70, there's a lot more in your memory bank than when you're 20, so there's a lot more to forget. Adeline was remembering what was most important to her and forgetting some of the rest. But there are tricks to help with the rest.
If you go into a room and you be in a party and you get introduced to someone, and you might be an item he got on, a green tie, polka dot tie, or a blue blazer. And he said, well, this is Tyrone. And you think if you see him, you say, oh, we're a Tyrone with a guy that had the blue blazer. You know, the blue blazer, you're a Tyrone.
Acronymizing. If I have to remember five things, for example, the first thing I'll do is think of an acronym. So if I think of short, it's going to tell me I got to worry about a shirt. I got to worry about the handle on the door or an O-R-T, whatever it is.
I had a young doctor that examined my eyes not too long ago. Her name was Duncan, Dr. Duncan. And I thought to myself, well, eye is like a donut and a Dunkin' Donut. And so I thought, well, the sillier it is, the more you have to remember.
If you want to remember something, and maybe I can't write down at the moment what I want to remember, I might take my watch off and I'll put it on this hand. Then I know when I get upstairs, well, this ain't where it belongs. It must be there for a reason. And 99% of the time, I'll be able to figure out what I wanted to remember.
If I have to remember something real important, I would take my watch off. Mm-hmm. And I would lay it down, I would take my watch off and put it somewhere. But lots of time I forget where I lay it down.
For most of us, what comes in later life is not a disease of memory, but a change in memory. Some techniques to remember things better will help. So will a sense of humor. Since Adeline Adams went to that class, she isn't frightened anymore. She was reminded of one thing above all, something important she'd forgotten.
That we weren't the only ones that were forgetting things, and that elderly people aren't the only ones who forget things. I joked and said, well, they've taught me to remember something I've forgotten, and that's that other people forget too.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotry, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn. These features are productions of the University of Michigan.